Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
As we look into the working world and we look at generations after generations, some coming in and some going out, Generation Z, is the generation following millennials into the workplace. And most certainly, you know, these guys are digital natives aged under the age of 25. Generation Z's approach to work and their, you know, priorities and expectations are, you can't say they're very different from those of their older generations. Well, perhaps not the millennials, but those that are older than the millennials. So, labor expert and senior legal advisor, Strategy Labor Solutions, Apelele Davila, joins you this morning to chat to you about how perhaps the workplace might change to overcome or to work with these coming newcomers into the working world. Apelele, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
For having me.
Apelele, I mean, Generation Z, are we there already? Are we there yet? But I mean, Generation Z is an interesting concept for the workplace, you know, the generation following millennials. What expertise are we expecting from this workforce?
So Generation Z, we definitely are there. They are starting to enter into the workplace. What we can expect from them is just a step above from the millennials. The millennials are a group that were very much exposed to technology, but also millennials have lived in a time before social media. The difference here is that Generation Z knows nothing different but technology and social media. So the digital framework is a lot more amped up than that of the millennial. And that is how they see the world. And I would say that's the major difference between the two groups.
And when we talk about this generation, I mean, they follow a generation which seems to be not really understood and which has taken us forever to try and understand. We're talking about millennials. It makes sense for companies to start already now trying to understand this generation. Where do we start, or when does a business start talking about Generation Z?
Like I said, Generation Z is only starting to enter the workplace. And fortunately, I think that the added advantage will be that millennials have already started moving into managerial roles. So it will be a lot more smoother transition than it was between baby boomers and Gen X, which were the preceding generations, because millennials have had a lot of exposure to the same things that Gen Z has already had.
Yeah, and we talk of tech almost every day these days. Tech this, tech that. And I mean, across Africa and the world, it's a tech-savvy young population is emerging. Should employers then be welcoming the breath of fresh air they bring to the corporate world, particularly their tech know-how?
I think definitely. I think that a lot of corporates at this stage do have a digital platform and a digital footprint. So that is the way that business is moving. Everything is becoming digital, and obviously it would be a good business practice for a lot of companies to equip themselves in that regard. So when it does come to Gen Z, they could be a great asset in that it's not anything that's a deviation from anything that they know. I mean, if you look at this particular generation, these are people who have always who have, for the most part, had social media accounts, whereas previous generations have only, you know, in recent times opened social media accounts. I think that Gen Z is the only is probably the only generation that can say that at even elementary school level they would have had social media accounts. And so, like I said, the digital framework for them is almost second nature. And I think that that would be their strong point.
Let's talk about, you know, I'm a business owner and I'm looking to attract new talent. Where should my focus be when it comes to this generation? Let me rephrase that question. What is the most misunderstood thing about this generation if you want to attract them?
You know, Abongile, I think that from our perspective of strategy, what we have seen in this regard is that Gen Z differs, let's say, from the millennials in that they are a lot more entrepreneurial. They are they do have a lot more higher expectations than what the millennial does. But at the same time, they also have they are more multitaskers than what the millennial is. So their attention span is a lot less. And so for a business, I think that it would be just attracting them in that regard. Everything with them happens so quickly. Everything is so dependent on instant gratification because that's the world in which they grew up. And so from a business perspective, I think that would be the first place to start. But then on the other hand, it would be good for the businesses to also teach them about the benefits of long-standing work ethic that can take place and that has been experienced by previous generations.
26 minutes past 5 now. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. You are listening to the voice of labor expert and senior legal advisor at Strategy Labor Solutions. That is Apelele Tapile, who joins you to talk about how the workplace might change over the coming years as a new tech-savvy generation joins the workforce. And that is Generation Z or Generation Z, whichever way you want to call it. And most certainly, it sounds like a very exciting generation. Yes, Apelele, but you know, from your experience talking to the multitudes of business leaders that are listening here and employers, what would your advice be to them, you know, considering that they have to work with this generation?
My advice would be is just to, for the most part, try and accommodate this generation, because I think that this is the generation that will actually propel businesses moving forward into the next role. As we all know, we are moving into the fourth industrial age, which is for the most part a very much a digital age. We're moving into things like artificial intelligence. And these are the people that have a great understanding of that. These are people that haven't really had to go out of themselves to learn about those components. Like I said, they do have a very good understanding of it. And so from that perspective, it would be of great benefit to businesses to sort of integrate them within their workplace and into their work culture.
Apelele, just before I let you, I can already see the older generations going, you guys are lazy. All you want to do is you want to sit at home and work from home. You don't know deadlines and you don't want to do this and that. But yeah, Apelele, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. A very good morning to you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Apelele Davile, Senior Legal Advisor at Strategy Labor Solutions.